Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Birthday of the World by Ursula K. Le Guin, narrated by Christina Moore. Forward. Inventing a universe is tough work. Jehovah took a sabbatical. Vishnu takes naps. Science fiction universes are only tiny bits of word worlds, but even so, they take some thinking, and rather than think out a new universe for every story, a writer may keep coming back and using the same universe, sometimes till it gets a bit worn at the seams, softens up, feels natural, like an old shirt. Though I've put a good deal of work into my fictional universe, I don't exactly feel that I invented it. I blundered into it, and have been blundering around in it unsystematically ever since, dropping a millennium here, forgetting a planet there. Honest and earnest people, calling it the Hainish universe, have tried to plot its history onto timelines. I call it the Ecumen, and I say it's hopeless. Its timeline is something like the kitten pulled out of the knitting basket, and its history consists largely of gaps. There are reasons for this incoherence, other than authorial carelessness, forgetfulness, and impatience. Space, after all, is essentially gap. Inhabited worlds are a long, long way apart. Einstein said people couldn't travel faster than light, so I generally let my people travel only nearly as fast as light. This means that whenever they cross space, they scarcely age, thanks to Einsteinian time dilation, but they do end up decades or centuries after they set out, and can only find out